So some of you were here last week, some were not. Last week we had our first birth blessing of an infant, and I think it conjured up for a lot of us our own baptisms and the original stories and about original sin and all those different things. And so when you do something here, instead we realize that the infant is blessing us. The infant's saying, let's hit the reset button. This is what you were. This is what you still are before all of the stories. So Florence Scovel Shinn says that life isn't this battle, but it is instead a game. Now that sounds like, oh, that's not true. This is a sacred, sacred journey. This is nothing funny about this business that's going on here. But if you could see it from your eternal self's perspective, looking down upon all the battles that are going on, you'd say, what the heck is going on down there? This is crazy. So Louise Hay said, I do not understand why are we taking our small little people and teaching them to memorize the dates of all the battles. What is that about? Why do we think it's so important? And if they get it wrong, they will actually be considered a failure. Why aren't we instead teaching them the real rules of this game of life? Why aren't we telling them instead that it is your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs that are creating your experiences? So when we hit the reset button and we have the opportunity and we have little ones around us, even before they understand language, to make eye contact with them, and you'll notice that they hold your gaze. Somebody once called this imprinting, where you are looking at them and without words saying, the soul within me sees the soul within you. And they look right back because they're saying exactly the same thing. Because they don't see you as a story. And you don't really even see them as a story yet. So we get to pick up our stories and re-examine them. We get to pick up everything that was taught to us and say, does this really work for me? Or is this making my life, my experience here, more difficult? It's hard to believe that in the 60s, in this country, that it was illegal to marry somebody of a different race. That there's a couple who got married in 1958 that when they married, on their honeymoon, the police barged in and hauled them off to jail. But that was taught as law. That was accepted behavior. That was something the world created. But it's something that changed. Now people could say, oh, well, let's get mad at the police. There they went again. But all they were doing was upholding the law of society, upholding a story that made no sense at all. When I was growing up in the Midwest, we really didn't have that come up too much. Nobody really talked about it. I didn't even realize that. But had I been born in the South, I would have really known that. So it's wherever you live within the stories of that area, and you talk the way they talk. Like I'd be saying, hi all y'all, if I was from the South, how y'all doing today? It's really good to see you. So glad you could join us. But I was born in the Midwest, and so we pick up something else. We have to watch when we say Highway 40 and 44 around here. You got to make sure you don't wash your clothes, right? No, because, you know, we got to speak more like Johnny Carson, where he got over those things. But it's learned behavior. That's all it is. So we have to stop and say, what are our learned behaviors? What are things that other people have given us that really aren't, you know, serving us in our lives? And one of the quotes in here might take you aback when it says, "Be not deceived, God is not fooled, for whatever a person sows, they shall also reap." Now, you don't want to say something like that to a small child if they believe that God is something outside of them. But we know better now. We understand what is within all of us is life, which is pure creative energy. And that pure creative energy will always work consistently, impersonally, through our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Therefore, if you want to call that pure, creative, loving energy God, can you fool it? Can you slap an affirmation on it? Can you say, I shouldn't feel that way, I should feel this way instead, and it won't operate and produce something different? If you don't own the feeling, your feeling will take it in the direction of the truth of what you are feeling. So that's why it's so important to really be reflective of ourselves and say, why do I feel that way? What is that really about? And to see this challenge as a teaching moment that I'm living in. And it's asking me to release some limited belief about myself and others and the world. And once I let go of that limitation, once I understand it doesn't make any sense, then I'll see real change because I'll own it. And all that will match me is exactly my percentage of understanding of this world. And that's what's going on everywhere. So as you look around and you see more and more people that you can talk to about your beliefs and your truth, that just is a reflection out there saying, here's how much you own of this. And the reason we have more and more people being able to talk about this stuff is because the consciousness is changing to that percentage. And the reason that the language in the more fundamental Christian and Catholic, some sermons, etc., is because it's universal. The truth is universal. And so we start to see that change. But we talked about it around here because we were grown up in a society that said it's about winning and losing, that we think we want the whole world on board with this. But a lot of us have problems with letting go of the idea that the whole world would be on board with this and that we wouldn't be special and the only ones who understand what this is really all about. So a lot of times we think we won something, but the truth is because we thought it was a win-lose situation and that it was about making a grade and being better than somebody and having more understanding. I mean, I actually know people who walk around saying, I'm so spiritually evolved and nobody else around me is. I'm more spiritually evolved than other people. When we're all exactly where we're supposed to be. We're teaching through each other. We're teaching through love and fear all the time. So let's imagine we have a little one with us and we say, be in this world, but not of this world. Remember that. You came from somewhere else. You came to bring more love and compassion to the world. The way this works is that there are spiritual laws because you're spirit. And your personality will get lost possibly. But as you believe, that is what will happen. And that it's not just you that is wonderful and pure love and pure creative energy and eternal, but it's everyone everywhere. And every time somebody gives you a story that makes you feel as if you're better or worse, question it. Because the truth is true for everyone, everywhere, all the time. It's consistent. No matter where you go, no matter how they speak, no matter what they look like, there's a truth that runs through everybody. And it hides behind and under the religions, because the religions will come and go and they will change. The stories will come and go and they will change. But what will never change is your true essence. If you discover what it is you love, do that. Do that, little one. Whatever it is that energizes you and brings you life, do that. Whoever you stand next to that energizes you and brings you life, spend more time there. Your life will become very easy when you follow your heart. You will find that the universe actually will run to meet you, and things will happen so fast and so effortlessly. And when you notice that something's wrong, it means nothing is wrong. When you see a challenge, it's not meant to punish you, but instead, it is showing you something that just needs to be released, and it's time to expand more into love and more into compassion. And that's all that's going on. There is no win or lose here. There is just the purpose of bringing more of what you are into the world, what you truly are. That's all that's going on, and that's all that's going on for everyone, everywhere. And you just trust. When we lose confidence in ourselves, when we believe that we're not supported, we move into fear. And fear is a very low vibration. It's a feeling. But feelings are not just words. They're not just something that you feel in your heart or in your head or in any part of your body, your stomach, because you're afraid of something. It's not just that. It's a vibration that you send out because you're not contained within the body. Your human eye sees a container, but what you are is not contained. You will get these lessons in little ways, insignificant ways, and you'll call them coincidences. But as you connect the dots and see that what you've focused your attention on lately is what is coming in to your experience, that's because it follows your attention. Yesterday we were sitting down in Soulard at Hammerstone's, and somebody was talking about carrying guns and how she just doesn't like it. And there was a guy evidently on the news who was upset that he couldn't bring his gun into the zoo. And she said, I don't know if he thought he was like on a safari or, you know, what was going on? What was he going to do? Go for big game? You know, it's not fair. They're in cages. And so she had a real hard time. And she said, all I see are women and children. And I'm thinking, what if it accidentally goes off and it ricochets and it hits somebody? So she was questioning that. And she said, is he afraid all the animals are going to get loose? Is that what he's thinking? And he's got to get them back and protect the people from the animals? So today I turned the news on. I don't know how many of you turned the news on this morning. But in the country of Georgia, they had a tremendous storm come through and tremendous water come through. And all the animals escaped from the zoo. And then at the Waldorf Astoria, they were having a wedding reception, and somebody's gun went off, it ricocheted and hit somebody. And the first thing I saw actually was the guy, which I didn't even know the story existed, with his little holster and his gun, who was picketing outside the zoo. I didn't know any of this yesterday. But that's what she talked about. And she was very pleasant, and we had a nice little conversation. I thought we were just having a nice little conversation. But that's not what's going on. What's going on is you're working with this malleable, pure, creative energy, And it's coming out in front of you. You remember this, Cindy. You remember the conversation yesterday, right? It's coming out in front of us. It's right there. All of a sudden, there's like rhinoceroses in the street. Literally. You turn the news on, you're going to see this. Gorillas climbing up trees. Lions roaming the street, dazed and confused, covered in mud, not knowing what happened. And somebody being hauled off in an ambulance because a gun went off accidentally and it ricocheted. What are we going to think, little one, while we're here? If you knew your thoughts were powerful, which they are, what are you going to think about? What are you going to focus your attention on? What are you going to talk about? What are you going to read about? Because whatever you're reading about, all the battles, all the inequities, all the wars, who was right, who was wrong, you'll get more of that. But instead, if you decide to read about what you really are and about the people that are really making a difference in the world, you'll get more of that. If you go on the hunt for good and take some pictures of it, maybe even some selfies, and send that out into the world, even if it never gets posted, you'll get more of that. Whatever you choose, you will get more of that. What if we are the scouts to turn around and tell other people, little ones, this big? That's what's going on here. And that is our purpose. What if all of the early experiences that we had that we thought were wrong was something that our eternal self knew, I can handle that. Bring it on. It's called racism. It's called sexism. It's called abuse. Bring it on. I can take that on. And then I'll talk about it. And I'll change it. And that's why it happened. What if everything is on purpose? What if you're on purpose? Because you are. Or you wouldn't be here. Thank you very much.